الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة ثم إلينا ترجعون. Honorable, respectable elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, every Friday there is a short reminder and we get to hear some advice pertaining to our deen, pertaining to the message that is given to us in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we sometimes hear the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sometimes a combination of both. And the whole purpose behind this short 10-15 minute reminder is for us all to change our mindset, for us all to ponder and think, and to bring about some change in our life. Friday will come, Friday will go. The day of Jumu'ah, the reminder is given. We may go to another program on the weekend, we may spend time in ta'aleem or wherever it may be. All of these messages and these reminders are for us to want to change our life and become and establish our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we leave this world. And we know that when we listen to a reminder, we may take certain aspects, and certain aspects may resonate with us more than others because of our own life situations or because of our own difficulties and experiences. But we should sit, and I should speak with the intention that I want to change my life, and I want to learn, and I want to understand, and I want to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that moments can change, we know that situations can change within a click of a finger, within a second, situations can change. And we see this around us, we see this within our own lives, in our individual capacities, and we see this as a collective capacity around the world. And we know recently with the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, and we see how individuals overnight have become homeless, have become poor, have become needy, have become destitute. An individual who was wealthy, an individual who had a good life, a family, overnight lost everything. And we've heard the stories and we've seen how these stories really make us think and ponder, and should make us think and ponder. A person can react in a way where he will think, well, it's not going to happen here, or I have everything, or... But that person would be very naive. Why? Because just like the individuals who may be certain individuals in Turkey at that moment in time, or in Syria, didn't think that their life could change, but now it has. And this is a lesson for us, first and foremost, that situations can change within moments, within seconds. And this is why the first and foremost thing that we need to do is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah, for ease, for peace, for tranquility, for serenity, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and feel and empathize with those individuals who are going through difficulty and hardship. Because this is something which is the prophetic way, this is something which is the way that has been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person may think that if I am in ease, and if I have goodness, and if I have riches, and if I am healthy, and if I am doing well, then I am fine and I am successful. But the reality is that every single person is in a test. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions that كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, every soul will taste death. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ, that we will test you with a good situation or a bad situation. Bishar yani a bad situation, wal khair, a good situation, fitna as a means of a test, and then you're going to return to us. So the Mufassirun mention that a good situation here can pertain to a person being rich, a person being healthy, a person being well-to-do, a person having children. All of these things are seen as being good situations that we all aspire for and we all want. And a bad situation is when a person is poor, when a person is going through some illness, when a person doesn't have children, when a person doesn't have peace and contentment. But both of these situations are a test. Both of these situations, a person is in a test. And the one who is going through the latter test, meaning the person who is in a good situation, he is someone who is more easily prey to shaitan and his nafs. That shaitan can easily err him from the path. Why? Because he is in this false sense of security that I am okay, I am healthy, I have food on the table, I have ease, I have comfort. But the person who is in a situation which is seen as a bad situation, whereby he doesn't have food on the table, he doesn't have wealth, he doesn't have ease, he is someone who will more often than not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is also the possibility that he will go further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he will turn more, he will turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. So as individuals who generally, our problems, our issues, we all have issues and problems, and we all have that level of test as well. But when it comes to generally looking at our life, we probably are from amongst the population of the world within the 5 to 10% of having a good life. Meaning if we look at the whole world and we see the levels of affluence or the levels of ease and comfort, we probably sit within the 5 to 10% of the whole population. So we have ease, we have food on the table, we have money in the bank, we have clothes to wear, we have homes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this. But it will be very naive for us to think that this can't change overnight. This is something which can change overnight. And this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the benefit of understanding this? That even a person who is going through a hard test where he has lost 20 members of his family just yesterday, and there are many stories that many of us will have heard, and they are going around on social media and various places. A person in Idlib in Syria had lost 20 members of his family. White beard, and the person is asking him that, you know, you have lost 20 members of your family. Only 2 members came out from the rubble alive, and he came out, or he was already out and he wasn't in that building, but 20 members of his family had been made shaheed. So he said to the person, he said, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Look at the iman of this individual. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined this, and he decided whatever he decided. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every condition. And then to console himself, and this is where we understand and appreciate the our deen and our religion and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the one upon whom something falls, he is shaheed. So he is saying to this person that all of those 20 people are shaheed, they are martyrs. They are in Jannah, and I will meet them in Jannah. And this is the iman that a person has when he is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever there is a test, a person can either, and whether it's a good test, meaning in terms of a person is in ease and affluence and peace and he has all the comforts of and luxuries of life, or it's the opposite where he is going through difficulty, where he has lost members of his family, where he's going through an illness, or he's lost his money, or whatever it may be. In both of these situations, a person, the way to examine whether that person is being successful in his test is whether, if he remembers that ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ, that we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in essence, my responsibility is that whichever condition I am in, I have to make sure that I connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which is strong. Then no matter what difficulty that comes, or whatever ease or difficulty may come, the person will be ready. Recently there was a picture going around of a person, just the hand of the person and a tasbih in his hand. And under the caption there was a message that this person had been made shaheed, he had passed away in the earthquake. And he was a very pious individual. And every day at 4 o'clock at that time, his friends knew that he would be awake. What would he be doing? He would be performing tahajjud salah and doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the earthquake struck, then he was there doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he lost, and he became shaheed, and he became martyred. Imagine that individual when he's going to meet his Rabb, in the sense that he, the last moments that he spent in this world was him remembering his Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers that person who remembers him in the world in a gathering far greater than the gathering that is in the world. So he was being remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when this earthquake struck. Similarly, there is one academic scholar who is a Muslim, who is a Turkish Muslim, Dr. Abdullah, and he mentions that his mother passed away and she was around 70 years old. So on Sunday night, he spoke to his mother. And Monday morning, the earthquake happened and she lost her life and she became shaheed in this. So he was saying that It was known that every Monday and Thursday she would fast. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So 4 o'clock she must have got up to do suhoor, to partake in some food. And this was her practice and everybody knew. And at 4:17 the earthquake struck. Imagine this individual that is going to now fast to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She lost her life, she became shaheed in a condition where she was partaking in suhoor. So whether it is times of ease or difficulty, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ultimately decide the level of success that we have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see the example of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of these situations. And the clever person or the intelligent person is the one who takes lesson and takes heed. So when we see and hear the story, a famous story that was on the BBC as well, that 4 members of the family, 4 children and the mother and father both passed away, and the baby, the child was alive and taken out of the rubble while still connected with the mother through the umbilical cord. And the child survived. Subhanallah, this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ultimately, we are in no capacity to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakim and hakim. He is the judge and he is also wise. So there are multi dimensions to the hikmah and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an infinite being, never ending, no start, no beginning. No beginning, no end. And we are finite beings. We have a beginning and we will end. We will taste death. Like we mentioned, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every individual is going to taste death. So for us to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impossible. So we cannot think, why did this happen? Why did it happen to these individuals? What we need to do is understand that this is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is unfathomable for us. We cannot understand this. And it is in this wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden so many treasures and so many lessons. So as believers in Allah, our responsibility is that the same way that individual in Syria in Idlib mentions that قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ, that whatever Allah Ta'ala has decreed, that has happened. How do I now establish my connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do I now become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please Him? I am in ease. I have to be grateful for this. So there are a few things that we can do. First and foremost, those individuals that have been through this experience, that have gone through this difficulty, we make dua for them. We help them financially. We help them in whichever way we can. Whether that's £5, £10, £100, £1,000, whatever's within our capacity, we help them. We make dua for them. And we take stock of our lives. That where am I? If life was to change today, if at 4 o'clock in the morning, may Allah save us and grant us afia, if I was in that situation, what would I be doing at 4 o'clock in the morning? At 2 o'clock in the morning? When I go to sleep at night, do I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I doing something that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we know the condition. And we know the statistics. And we know our own life. That before we go to sleep, how long we spend on our tablets or phones or whatever it may be. And if a calamity was to come at that moment in time, would we want to leave the world in that situation? Would we want to lose our life in that situation? Whereby we are displeasing the Creator, we are displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we lose our life, and we leave this world. So it's our responsibility, our duty to make sure that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these moments, that we try our best to really think and take stock and evaluate our life. That what is my relationship with salah? What is my relationship? And this is the message that is constantly given in different ways and different forms by many of us that stand here and we remind ourselves and the gathering. And it's a message that needs to be given and needs to be reiterated. Because this is the reality that as Muslims now, we have forgotten the basics. We have forgotten the basics. The basic level of being a believer, the 5 pillars of Islam. The 5 pillars of Islam we have left. Or we have a hit and miss relationship with. So as those individuals who have come to the masjid on a Friday to perform our Jumu'ah Salah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us think, how many ni'mah, how many blessings we have? How many things should we be grateful for? We have to be grateful for. And we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we appreciate all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And We try our best to change our life. We make an intention that when I leave this, right now, at this moment in time, I make an intention that I am going to change my life. I am going to become a better person. I am going to have a better relationship with the basics, the fundamentals of my religion, the fundamentals of my belief. And inshallah, through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us, will guide our progeny, will safeguard iman in our hearts and iman in the hearts of our progeny to come as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help and assist our brothers and sisters around the world, wherever they may be, in Palestine, in Syria, in Turkey, and various other places. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist them and help them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that it's a means of us taking ibrah and lesson and changing our life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us in Jannatul Firdaus, just like He has gathered us here today as well. I request that all the brothers move forward. There's a lot of gap there as well. So if you can just move forward, make the sufuf. We are expecting that there will be more attendees today due to it being a school holiday. So if we can just cooperate with the volunteers as well at the back and just move forward. Jazakallahu khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
Others are requested to come forward, inshallah. There's some gaps there as well. Some gaps in that, so if you make the sufuf, inshallah. If you just stand up, inshallah, and just make the saf before the adhan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين يثيب الشاكرين ويجزي الصابرين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين أما بعد فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله قال جل في علاه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون أيها المؤمنون قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا لمؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له فلقد اقتضت حكمة الله عز وجل أن يتقلب الإنسان في هذه الدنيا بين شدة ورخاء وسراء وضراء قال سبحانه ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون وإن المؤمن بقدر ربه وقضائه الموقن بحكمته في منعه وأطاعه يعلم أن ذلك كله من الله تعالى قال سبحانه قل كل من عند الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد البشير والسراج المنير وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين. اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Brothers are requested to stand shoulder to shoulder and fill in all the available gaps.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.